Let's go into Raw then. And so, recapping, reviewing a little bit from last week. Last week we finished part 9 about the Adept. And the last sections were the magical personality and the path of the true Adept. The new material for today starts on page 52. Metaphysics of Earth and the Cosmos. Yep, good. Okay, so the magical personality is really higher self. And it's a term used in magic, white magic. But it's really a manifestation of our being, sixth density self. And Ra indicates that Don is asking, you know, that the three aspects of magical personality, this is middle of 51, are power, love, and wisdom. Power, love, and wisdom are related to sixth chakra, fourth chakra, and fifth chakra. And, you know, the above diaphragm chakras are really heaven and spirit, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ra basically nuances their answer in saying that these three aspects are primary or central to what higher self is, but it's not a personality of three aspects only. It's the difference between talking about what higher self is versus talking about qualities that we need to develop to move towards higher self. And so the emphasis on power, love, and wisdom is a focus on the development of 4, 5, and 6, or in this case, 6, 4, and 5 rays, chakras. And that we pay attention to those as we develop the tool of the adept, which is the total self. So the purpose of human life, or any life, is the development of the total self. Ra said, the purpose of incarnation is the development of body, mind, and spirit. That's the purpose of life. So in the human level, the development of body, mind, spirit is in incarnation is primarily development of the sense of self and spiritual polarity or choice. That's the great challenge for humanity on Earth. In terms of higher self, it's not appropriate or not true that higher self should be considered just by those three chakras or those three qualities. So Ra says the magical personality is a being of unity, of sixth density, equivalent to higher self, at the same time, a personality enormously rich in variety of experience and subtlety of emotion. This is resonant with the Seth material, S-E-T-H, that talks about higher self in terms of a personality. It's similar to the Hindu view, which talks about Atman as Mahapurusha. Atman means higher self. Mahapurusha means a great person. Purusha is person. So Mahapurusha is a great person or a great being. You know, Gandhi was called Mahatma Gandhi. Well, Mahatma doesn't mean Mr. Gandhi's first name. It's a term Maha-Atma, like Mahapurusha. Maha means great. So Maha-Atman means great soul or great higher self. Mahapurusha is a great person. Their view is a personalistic sense of deity. And that's opposite to the Buddhists, which is totally impersonal, non-personal. But they're both true. Higher self or the creator is a person and not a person. A force of energy consciousness that has nothing to do with a person and is also personable or can be considered a person or has qualities of person. What is a person? Well, that's another funny thing. What is a person? Well, I don't know. I don't have the answer. What's a person? You have to go back to the technical language. A person is a body-mind-spirit complex. Well, another way of looking is that a person is a set of qualities of mind. And a certain kind of individuality or uniqueness, like Ra said that, you know, each snowflake is unique, but they're perfectly symmetrical and crystallized. So there are different expressions of perfect symmetry and proportion and crystallization. That's what a higher self is. So it's a certain, it's an individualized or unique expression of the Creator's perfection, or in the sixth density form, an apparently unique expression of near perfection in the consciousness of unity. Sixth density is the density of unity. Fifth density is the density of wisdom. Fourth is the density of love, which is what Earth is moving into. And higher self, in being considered as a person or personality, is spoken of as enormously rich in variety of experience and subtlety of emotion. And I talked about this last week and confounded everybody with the idea that the higher self is, in a sense, a manager of all the souls under its care, which are its aspects, or its evolving body-mind-spirit complexes under the guidance of that particular higher self, which is a manifestation of the higher self or that being, the same being. So Ra said that there are three aspects of our total self. Higher self as the mentor, teacher, greater being of multiple souls represents the second aspect of our three-part self. The three-part self is the self in this octave, the octave of seven dimensions. The first aspect, or the first self, is the body-mind-spirit complex, in our case, in third density. Second aspect is higher self being this complex in sixth density, late 6D. The third is the teacher of the higher self, which is its seventh density self, which is the totality complex. So Ra uses these terms, and so they're all workable if you know what they refer to. Body, mind, spirit, beingness, totality complex. We, 3D, in 3D represent body, mind, spirit portion. Higher self represents the beingness. Seventh density self represents the totality portion of that total three-part self. So the principle of three is important. And that we could talk about that for a few hours. And that's why, you know, my business card or my logo has the circle and the triangle and the point in the center, three, as a primary building block of creation coming from the one moving to the seven. The seven goes to the 10,000 things, Chinese phrase, meaning, you know, the everythingness of stuff and beings and dimensions and subdimensions and karma and patterns of energy and consciousness. That 10,000 things comes out of the seven rays. The seven comes out of the three comes out of the one comes out of the zero, or the nothingness. The two comes out of the 1-2, by the way, and the two and the three are related. That's another story. But the higher self basically then has the experience of all the body-mind-spirit complexes associated with it, and being outside of time and space, each moment of each incarnation, of each one of those body-mind-spirit complexes that are related to each higher self, each moment of each incarnation of each of those souls is felt fully in real time now by higher self. And this moment that I'm living in Jakarta now, and you're living, you know, where you are listening and connected, that this current moment is no more singular or the real than yesterday's moment or 5 minutes ago moments or 25 years ago moments in your life or 25 years from now for higher self. For us, we experience this linear time. The higher self outside time-space, like Ra, also outside time-space, or time and space, One moment is not more true than another moment. So higher self is experiencing a pastiche, you know, a fruit compote or a great tableau of the emotions, really, and the variety of experience of each soul in each moment, in each incarnation, of its entire series of incarnations back to or into sixth density consciousness again. So higher self is getting all that all the time. And that's pretty enormously rich. And so Ra finally makes the point that the three aspects, power, love, wisdom, are given really so that we approach these three, balanced in love and wisdom, right? That's what balancing is. According to Ra, balancing is the harmony of love and wisdom. Fourth and fifth rays, which are really one, blue, green center, blue, fifth, green, four. So green, fourth ray, love, blue, fifth ray, wisdom. At one point, Ra referred to that as the center. From that, I understood that fourth and fifth centers are really one center. They're a single center that are sort of divided. So love and wisdom are two sides of the same coin, and it's very true, and I wrote about this a little, and we can talk deeply. There's no full love without full wisdom. There's no full wisdom without full love. Love means acceptance, unconditional, absolute acceptance. Wisdom is full knowing, comprehension, and discernment of patterns of light flow, the patterns of light as they create, as they occur and persist and change and pass away. Wisdom. And so the purpose of talking about love, wisdom, power from higher self is that we're balanced, not wisdom without love, which is negative, and not without wisdom, which is naive and not balanced, too, that we're balanced, therefore seeking power in order to serve. And seeking power in order to serve is not the attitude of a lot of the power line, magical or indigenous, Mexican, South American, shamanic lines. Depends on the guy, you know, the practitioner, but a lot of those traditions globally, magical, Western magical, Eastern magical, you know, there's esoteric Buddhism and Hinduism that's quite magical. How many of them are they really truly seeking power in order to serve? Or are they seeking power because they love power? So that's another story. And then finally, the point of the path of the true adept, Ra says, the true adept lives more and more as it is, not as he is, as she is. The adept is more and more being what it is, more and more conscious of itself. The adept is one who's balanced with minimal adequacy, the first three centers, red, orange, yellow, and then blue, which is fifth, bringing in green because we're on the positive path, moving into indigo, six. So basically balancing of the kind of neutral centers, you know, the polarity is all about fourth chakra, yes or no. Positive is yes, negative is no. So with the fourth chakra, we are positive. There may be love without wisdom and we're naive, but we're positive. That's what you see with the I see with the lots of wanderers. We're positive. I see lots and lots of positive people. Especially like, you know, I'm in Japan and I see lots of kindly wanderers. But they don't have a lot of wisdom because they haven't made that effort. So the adept is one who's cleared and balanced the lower three and balanced fourth and fifth and is working indigo. And Paul said that the adept does less and less of the preliminary or outer work. So preliminary equals outer. Advanced equals inner. And that's the case with the positive path and the negative path. Ra said that upper 5D negative beings drop out of the Orion Federation. Ra said they no longer find virtue in other selves, meaning there's no benefit in even controlling planets and the star systems. That's like boring, or that's like not powerful enough. So they're doing inner work, compacted. Same thing with the positive path, and it's the same with the notion of what we're saying in terms of keeping balance by putting a perspective on the tracking of world process. The tracking of world process is our work, or can be over concern with outer process. However, it can be used for inner process, and so you can't, in a way, you're not finished with the concern for the outer world process until you're totally we. I'm not saying I am either, unless we are totally at peace with it. If we're not at peace with it, then there is some value to stay in the game, meaning to consider keep watching it and don't run away from the reality of the ugliness of what's happening in the world in some ways. Not that everything's ugly, but there is ugly. If we run away from it, we can't make peace with it. So we have to be engaged to make peace with it, to deal with our painful emotions. Then, once we've done that, of course, we can become addicted to it and get off on conspiracy stuff and avoid other higher material or inner work by over-concern. So that's a problem, too. But outer work is preliminary. Over-concern with the world process is also preliminary and not advanced. That's why it's not necessary. However, if we can't be at peace with it, there's some value to not avoid it. But as the adept progresses, the adept moves towards the inner work, which has to do with being. As Ra says, the outer or preliminary work has to do with function. The inner or advanced work has to do with being. Being of, and being the quality of six chakra, higher self, perfect balance of love, wisdom is being. Love can be seen as, you see, this is electrical polarity, you know? In a way, the resolution of the two and the three is that the two is an aspect of one of the three. What? What do I mean? The three can be seen as power, love, wisdom. The three can also be seen as the law of free will, the law of love, law of light, meaning the first law of creation is the first law out of unity, the first of the three coming out of one, the one goes to the three. In the three, the first one is power, will, or the centrality of being, actually. The other two of the three is love, wisdom, which is one, not the single. Or you can say love and wisdom. You can say power, love, wisdom. You can also say power, love, wisdom, and light, or active intelligence, which is not quite the same as love, wisdom. Now, the inner work, which is the movement, you know, you can look at the triangle. The top of the triangle is power, will, or power. The left side could be understood as active intelligence, third ray. Third ray doesn't mean chakra, it's a different system. But anyway, the bottom point of the triangle, the left corner of the triangle, left bottom corner, being active intelligence or light, and the right corner being love, wisdom, or mind, right? So will is not a quality of mind. Will is supramental, supramanasic. Above mind is will. That's why positive and negative adepts are both accessing will. But the use of the will is different according to their polarity, which is love or no love, which is the development of mind. So the polarized development of mind uses will or power in polarized way, positive or negative, with love or without love, helping all or only enriching the small self, limited self. So we can say then that the higher work on being, which is the adept work, which is sixth ray, sixth chakra, is based on or sitting upon the harmonization of love and wisdom, or the harmonization of body-mind, right? Spirit, body, mind. Spirit, mind, body. The development of spirit rests on the balancing and integration of body-mind. The development, the balancing of mind is the integration of love, wisdom. The development of body or the form aspect is the clearing of the first three centers, 1, 2, 3. So, you know, you can, I'm visualizing in my mind a pyramid with the top apex being sixth chakra, the right corner, bottom corner being fourth, fifth chakra, love, wisdom, or mind. The bottom left corner being 1, 2, 3, first, second, third ray, being body or form. The above the apex of the pyramid, you can see is a point of light is 7. There are many ways of doing this, but that's one way. So the work on being is the work that comes after the healing of personality and the development of the two aspects of mind, love, and wisdom. Love and wisdom is basically two electrical qualities of light, meaning love being magnetism, wisdom being electricity, or love as receptive, allowance and embrace and receiving, wisdom as transmissive or transmission or sending or outgoing. Just as the fifth chakra is outgoing for the first time while the fourth chakra is not. The fourth chakra is receptive. The fifth chakra is receptive and transmissive, meaning transmissional, transmissive, able to transmit. And so the balancing of love and wisdom is a harmonization of electricity. And that's what you see in deep meditation. You're sitting there. Nothing's happening in the mind, or the mind is quite broad and comfortable and bright and awake, but it's not attached to content. It's not attached to a flow of thought and feeling, and there may not be much of a thought, feeling, flow in deep meditation. So that's the development of love wisdom that harmonizes to allow an experience of being. And that's sitting, holding the mind steady in the light, it's called by Bailey. And so again, the adept then, by that work, becomes more and more consciously, a more and more consciously crystallized entity, gradually manifesting more and more of that which it has always been since before time, that is the one infinite creator. So the one infinite creator is what we are, unified, infinite, creative. And, you know, the great beings on Earth have been creative, very creative, and appreciating unity in that they're helping the world deeply. So that's the recap. And now let's get into the new material. So aging on Earth, page 52. Don asks, why does rapid aging occur on this planet? Ra says, rapid aging occurs on Earth due to an ongoing imbalance of the receptor web complex in the etheric portion of the energy field of the planet. The thought form distortions of your peoples have caused the energy streamings from the cosmos to enter the planetary magnetic atmosphere, or web of energy patterns, in such a way that the proper streamings are not correctly imbued with the balanced vibrations of love light from the cosmic level of this octave. The cosmic level of this octave is the level above the octave, which is eight density or the logos. Ra then says that one of their attempts to help us to more fully understand practice the law of one was to help us live longer. Now, the idea is, it's not that living long is important, but it's not that, like, understanding the law of one from Ra is the purpose of human life. It's more that the purpose of third density human life is to learn the ways of love, Ra said. That can be done in a polarized way, with love or without love, or without heart chakra, or not. So negative so-called love, of course, is not love at all. So, I mean, Ra said the purpose of 3D is to learn the ways of love, but if there's no fourth chakra activation on the negative path, how can you say it's love? It isn't. So it's a confusing choice of words from Ra. What they really mean is our sense of love, the sense of love of those on the negative path is a very distorted sense of love without fourth chakra. But even fourth chakra love itself is not necessarily unity. So it's a kind of first take on what love is. Real love is embrace of all, or welcoming of all, which rests on an appreciation of oneness. But the development of spiritual choice in 3D, right? The purpose of 3D is to make spiritual choice, you can say, positive or negative. That itself represents a learning of the law of one. The learning of the law of one in the form of the development of spiritual polarity in third density. The learning of the law of one, or a greater appreciation of oneness, by the ability to go into fourth density. You know, the purpose of one dimension, any dimension, is to learn the lessons or to develop the equipment, the tools of the self, the totality, some portion of the totality of the self associated with that dimension, with the body and mind in that, used in that dimension, as an aspect or a portion of the learning of oneness. And so to help people live longer is a good way to help people learn, you know, the lessons of the density so they can have more time to learn. I mean, it doesn't really take time, it doesn't require time, but normally we need time to refine what love really means. So speaking on the positive path, the ability to deal with challenges or situations of disharmony or conflict or disappointment or negativity or whatever is unpleasant and difficult for us, to meet that with love, to meet that with fourth chakra activation, is difficult. Takes time. What takes time is us to learn how we don't meet situations with love or acceptance, and then make peace with that we don't. And then love ourselves and accept ourselves in our rejection of what's occurring, meaning our anger, our frustration, our sorrow, our fear, our discouragement, our, you know, imbalance. To make peace with our experience of distortion and imbalance and lack of love, to make peace with that is loving the distortion. The loving, the non-loving. Non-loving isn't the problem. Distortion, chakra blockage isn't the problem. The problem is how we meet it. meet, M-E-E-T. If we meet distortion with love and wisdom, it's not distortion anymore because we're experiencing love and wisdom. And at that point, the source of the distortion, which is a chakra blockage or patterns of mind, weakens and softens and dissolves a bit. And over time, those patterns weaken to the point where they're negligible and they don't affect us. And we're not upset by situations or by ourselves. We're not upset by our reactions to situations. So what's point here is that rapid aging is actually the result of what's called an imbalance in the receptor web complex of the etheric fields of Earth, caused by thought form distortions of humanity historically, pretty much since the middle of Atlantis, about 20,000 years ago. I would say about 20,000 years ago, or 15,000 years ago, Atlantis started to become complex and intellectual, sort of, but power-oriented for sure. And the planet has been in steady warfare for the last 10 to 15,000 years. You know, the planet has been in warfare for 15,000 years. This is a planet that's been involved in war for 15,000 years. Now, that absolutely does distort the electromagnetic receptor web of the planet. Now, what that does is cause cosmic in-streamings to enter the planetary grid without the proper imbuing or imbuance or proper carrying capacity of cosmic love light, which is very interesting. So if the receptors are distorted, then the in-streaming is obviously distorted because of the distortion of the receiver. And that's, you know, yet another principle that we could expand on, which we don't have time for, which is if the guy listening can't listen well, then the teacher's teaching is ineffective. If the couple in the relationship if one person in the couple doesn't understand the other, their understanding together becomes distorted. Unless each person works on their own receptor web in terms of understanding, in terms of acceptance, right? I mean, it's actually, you know, you can say now we're making the analogy between the planetary etheric receptor web and the fourth chakra and fifth chakra, right? Big distortions in the fourth chakra, significant blockage in fourth chakra, meaning our ability to accept, creates very great difficulty in our ability to understand and communicate and express ourselves, which is fifth chakra. So if you can't hear it, you can't say it. And that's why saying it is a good way of learning to hear it. Meaning, of speaking your mind is a very good way of knowing your mind and accepting your mind as it is. You can't know your mind unless you accept your mind, meaning the elements or your patterns of mind. Likewise, we can't understand the minds of others unless we're willing to accept them as they are, which means to deal with how we feel with them as they are. And so rapid aging, you know, Ra said that in the beginning of third density, or the standard lifespan of 3D Earth is 900 years. Same with Methuselah and Noah. Those guys lived to 900. We live 90, maybe. That's 10%, 90% reduction. So that's what 15,000 years of warfare does. Don asks, if an entity were perfectly balanced with respect to the loved one on Earth, would he undergo aging? Ra, a perfectly balanced entity would become tired rather than visibly aged. The lessons being learned, the entity would depart. However, this is appropriate and is a form of aging which your peoples do not experience. And then my gloss on it is, for most people on Earth, spiritual understanding, Ra says, understanding comes slowly. Their physical body decomposes more rapidly. The exact quote from Ra is a little different. These passages are somewhat paraphrased. I think what Ra said, the last sentence, was something like, understanding comes slowly, body decomposes rapidly. Something like that. Meaning, we'll backtrack to unpack. Backtrack and unpack. The last sentence being, for most people now, understanding is coming slowly, not aging. Understanding develops slowly, so the body decomposes faster. In the person who's balanced, there's a sense of fatigue, which we have also, rather than, you know, looking like an old fogey. So this form of aging, which we don't experience, but you do see it with some people, and you know, I've seen it, you can see it with some wanderers now, and we probably know some people like this, who are 60 or 50 years old and they look like they're 30, or their mind is like they're 30, or their face actions are like they're 30 or 20 or 12. Meaning, I mean, I know a couple of people who are in their 50s and there are elements of them in their face, not just appearance, where they look like they're teenagers, you know? It's very strange. It's more common now than ever before. And that's nice, you know? These are wanderers, generally. Or they're, you know, outside the 3D matrix, or they came from outside the 3D system somehow. And they never grew up. It's sort of a Peter Pan thing, you can say. I mean, there are a lot of people like that. Not a lot, actually, but there are more than a few. And that's similar to this, that the person's tired and they look fatigued. They don't really look like an old person. They don't look geriatric. Of course, if they're 90 years old, they probably do. But it's interesting to note, the human lifespan is about 10% of what it should be in 3D. The cause of rapid human aging is ultimately human disharmony of mind for the last 15,000 years, causing a planetary etheric disruption, distorting and confounding the octave transmission of love light that supports the human body, you know? So if you want, you know, optimal longevity, get out of here. You want a good long life, first die here, and then get reborn in a more harmonious sphere. So anyway, very interesting stuff. And so, thank you again, everybody. This was wonderful today. And have a good night, sleep well. See you next week, I hope. Good night. Bye-bye.